you live in or near a building with a brick chimney, you might be familiar with this sound. That rapid tweeting you're hearing isn't a savvy social media user. It's a slender acrobatic bird called the chimney swift. Swifts have been declining in number among several other insect-eating birds, according to the Wisconsin DNR. Loss of habitat, including suitable chimneys in which to nest, that's one possible concern. The DNR and the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group are trying to gather info about the state's chimneys as they try to find some answers. Sandy Schwab is chair of that working group. Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit. Give us some Chimney Swift 101 about this bird.
All right. Well, as you just mentioned, chimney swifts need our help. Many people are not even aware of swifts or think that they're swallows or bats. They don't perch like many of the common birds that we are accustomed to seeing. Swifts fly most of the day, sometimes really high in the sky, gathering insects in their open bills. They can eat about a third of their body weight in insects every day, which makes our summer evenings a little more enjoyable. So they're almost always in flight unless they are at the nest or in the roost at night. And they use their toes and their stiff tail feathers to cling to the inside of masonry walls of chimneys and other rough vertical surfaces such as concrete silos. Now, you know, when we think about wildlife habitat, forests or parks or wetlands or even our backyards come to mind, but actually masonry chimneys are wildlife habitat for these birds. They're primarily dependent on these on our human structures for nesting and roosting, but many of the buildings that have masonry chimneys have been demolished to be replaced by structures that have modern heating systems that don't even include chimneys. The chimneys can also deteriorate over time, and homeowners may convert to a newer heating systems that don't use that traditional chimney, and it may be easier to remove that chimney rather than to repair it and keep it open for swifts.
And as I understand it, the swifts came to our chimneys because we got rid of a lot of the older growth trees that they used to count on. Is that right?
That's right. And even as early as the 1600s, there are records of swifts that had switched over to chimneys that of the settlers rather than the big hollow trees like sycamores that they were used to roosting and nesting in. Over time, it worked very well for them, but unfortunately now they're facing other challenges. And, you know, like their other challenges can be some of the problems that we see with intense storms during migration. When swifts migrate, they often migrate in big groups of thousands of birds. And if they hit an intense storm, they could all perish. Mm. There's also declining or changing aerial insect populations and habitat destruction, both in the U.S. and in their wintering grounds in South America, like the wildfires and just the destruction of the rainforests.
Well, that takes us to the survey. What are you trying to find out from people around Wisconsin?
We're trying to find out if there are chimneys in Wisconsin that are being used by swifts that also need repairs. And once we identify this need, then we are going to try to work with some funding sources and see if we can do some cost sharing as far as repair of these chimneys. Some people are now constructing freestanding chimney swift towers to replace the loss of the masonry chimney habitat. Paul and Georgine Kyle from Austin, Texas, have constructed many towers in their local conservancy, and they've had success with them. Unfortunately, we haven't had that same success in the Midwest, and we're not sure why. We know that the swifts nest one pair to a chimney, and they return to the same chimney every spring. They're used to living in our chimneys, and they may not be accepting of new structures that are unlike their usual habitat. So that makes it all the more important for us to save the chimneys that we now, that we know that are being used by swifts.
So in our last minute or so, what would you ask of people, maybe homeowners who do have that kind of chimney that might be a swift habitat?
Well, if we call them swift landlords, if they have swifts or if they're interested in swifts, the main thing they can do is to keep that chimney open for swifts. They should get their chimney cleaned every year after the swifts leave for South America or before they return. And if they and also they can complete our survey. So we'd like to know about that.
Oh, and I should ask, how can people find that survey and participate?
Well, it's on the DNR website, but it's on their listserv, but it's also on your program, right? On your
Yeah,
Yeah,
we'll make sure we have a link to that over at WPR.org/centraltime. Sandy, thanks a lot for joining us today.
All right, thank you, Rob.
Sandy Schwab is chair of the Wisconsin Chimney Swift Working Group. We've talked to her about a survey the group is conducting to help identify and preserve clean chimneys around Wisconsin. And then those chimneys can serve, as we heard, as nesting spots for chimney swifts. Again, you can find a link to that survey. We'll have that up over at WPR.org/centraltime.